Unit 6. Life in the Future. Reading. Life in the Future. What life will be like in the future is difficult to predict. It is, however, possible to use models to make forecasts about future developments. One way to catch a glimpse of the future is to examine some of the major trends in contemporary society. Transportation. Current trends indicate that transportation is becoming cleaner, faster, and safer. Public transportation is already well developed in most urban areas of China. New technology is being used to make sure that the cars, taxis, buses, and trains we use do not pollute the air. A good example of how transportation is changing is the new maglev train, which is environmentally friendly, energy saving, and travels at an amazing 430 kilometers per hour. To ensure safety, the train is controlled by an advanced computer system. Scientists are also developing new fuels and engines that will let us travel without worrying about whether we are polluting the environment.
Business. It will not be business as usual in the future. Many companies and consumers have already begun reforming the way they do business. E-commerce, or business done on the internet, is becoming more and more popular as people discover the advantages of online shopping. The internet also makes it easier for companies to keep in touch with customers and companies in other countries. For people who do go out to shops, shopping is no longer just a necessity. It has become a form of entertainment. Instead of searching a crowded store for basic goods, such as food and clothes, people want to go to a pleasant mall and combine shopping with fun. The malls of the future will be like small cities where you can shop, eat, see a film, and even dance. To pay for their purchases, people will use smart cards, which contain a tiny chip instead of cash.
People in the future will be able to enjoy a longer and healthier life and remain active even in old age. People now are paying more attention to the importance of a healthy diet and an active life. They're careful about what they eat and exercise regularly. Advances in medical science also allow us to deal with new diseases, such as SARS. Some diseases, for example smallpox, have already been successfully defeated. With a better understanding of the human body, scientists and physicians will be able to cure more diseases. Perhaps more importantly, new discoveries in genetics and biochemistry may lead to changes in the way diseases are cured and medicines are made.
Education and knowledge. Homework will always be homework, but the schools of the future will probably be quite different from what they are today. We can study at home by watching educators on TV or on a computer screen. In the future, there may be more schools on the air and e-schools. real classrooms will always be popular. But distance education will help people study whenever they have time and wherever they may be. The way we view learning and knowledge is also changing. Instead of being students only when we are young, we will become lifelong learners. It is certain that things will change. Cannot be sure whether our dreams will come true, but we can at least be hopeful that our efforts to improve the world will be successful. If we learn to accept change and appreciate what is new and different, we will be well prepared for whatever the future may have in store. Integrating skills. Reading. Greetings from the future.
Dear, life in the year 3044 is very different from life in the 21st century. We still do many of the things you did, but we do them differently. For example, we now have e-friends to help us and keep us company. An e-friend is a machine that looks just like a human being. It can walk and talk and can do almost everything we human beings do. My e-friend is a lot like me, and we have lots of fun together. She helps me with my homework, and we often go swimming. She's programmed to take care of me if anything happens. So I always feel safe when we are together. She can also send me messages, just like old-fashioned email. And I can download information from her memory. It's great to have an e-friend. I'm never lonely, and I always have someone to talk to. We don't think about the world and reality in the same way you did either. You used computer programs to imitate the real world and called it virtual reality. In the year 3044, we use computer programs that can imitate the world and people so well that we can see them, hear them, touch them, talk to them, and feel them. They are just like the real world and real people. This may sound absurd to you, but if you think about it a little, it may not seem so strange after all. For example, if you use a telephone that changes a person's voice into ones and zeros, as a digital phone does, you still think that the voice you hear is real, don't you? You can recognize a person's voice on the phone, and you can hear if the person is happy, sad, interested, etc. If you use a cell phone that shows a picture of the person you're speaking to, that image is real too. In the year 3044, we can see more than just a picture. We see a lifelike model of the person. Sometimes it is difficult to tell what is real and what is an image. I would like to tell you more about life in the year 3044. But I have to send my e-friend to clean up my room. Maybe someday I will be able to travel back in time and visit you. Sincerely, Mechanica.
Workbook. Unit 6. Integrating skills. Reading. Where is the future going? Our work habits have changed a lot over the past 30 years. While our parents may have expected to stay in one job, with one company, for their whole life, we are faced with the possibility of changing jobs and even careers several times. Our understanding of education, work and society, is different from that of earlier generations. It is not only the way we work and view the job market that has changed. Many of today's jobs will either disappear or change in the next 10 years or so. People in the future will still need food, of course. But the way we produce food will not be the same. Small farms that use old methods will be replaced by large farms with high efficiency. The good news for small farmers is that there will also be opportunities for new kinds of farming. For example, farms that grow organic food and environmentally friendly food. As people become more educated and care more about what they eat, the need for specialized products will grow, and a new market will open up for farmers. Marketing people for large companies will find that the need for their services is not as strong as it once was. Companies can now take care of most of their business through the Internet and other communication channels. Fortunately, buyers and sellers have skills that will be useful in the future. Because they know how to predict what consumers want to buy, they can find new jobs in areas such as marketing and product design. There are others who may be able to use the skills they have today and new jobs tomorrow. People who used to decide who should get money for government programs can find new opportunities to work as interviewers in areas like marketing and research. What about people who work with computers? Well, things will change for them, too. More advanced computer programs and new technologies will remove the need for computer operators who perform simple actions. The Internet makes it possible for consumers to enter information online. Modern search engines can do many of the things that yesterday's computer operators did. Word processing and simple information handling can be done automatically. For people with these skills, there will be new jobs as database managers. A rapidly changing job market also creates new challenges for students, teachers, and parents. The so-called generation gap, the difference in values, skills, education, and desires between two generations, is growing. And it is becoming more difficult for parents to understand the kind of world their children are entering. Schools and teachers are also facing difficulties as they try to adapt to the new needs of their students. And the students themselves have to try to deal with all the changes and many questions. Where is the future going, and what can we do to find a place for ourselves in it? There are no easy answers, but we can try to turn challenges into opportunities. As the job market changes, new areas of growth appear. If we become good learners, And if we work together with our parents, friends, and teachers, we can find ways to create a future where there is room for all of us to do what we are good at and enjoy.